Indie Vision Music on December 2nd, interview with KJ52. KJ, how you doing?
Excellent. So good to be in Oklahoma, base place of all things Brahms related.
Nice.
Makes me feel better.
Make sure you get your ice cream fix every corner right away you go.
Exactly.
Sweet. So we reviewed your album Dangerous and gave it a 4 out of 5. It's been getting a lot of good reviews across the board. How do you think it's been getting out there with the people?
You know, it's funny, in 2012, the way people digest music is so different, so I'm still educating people on the new record, even though it's been out for 6 months. So a lot of times my fan base tends to be about 1 or 2 records behind. So people are like, man, I just pick up your new album, Yearbook. I'm like, no, you're late. But
so you still got people going, hey, 52,
yeah,
how you doing? And you're
absolutely.
Like, I wrote 10 songs.
Absolutely. And I think I'll be dealing with that forever. But
nice.
Yeah, I mean, certain things have been really well received, like the song I did with Lecrae that was talking about racial issues, and even actually a good reason why I'm here is the Brand New Day getting spun on Air One. I mean, that's Air One's picked up that one, and Dangerous has really helped a lot. I didn't usually get a lot of spins on Air One up to that point, so that's kind of one of the reasons why I'm here. Things like that, and then, I mean, overall, a lot of times I just base how the record goes over live.
Mm-hmm.
And it's been great live. So
awesome. So it's been a while since we've seen a Soul Purpose or a Peace of Mind.
Wow.
When are we gonna see KJ52 the Country album?
The Country. That would be amazing. You know, it's funny though, being here in Oklahoma. I make a joke on one of the songs, but I'm in a Snuggie rocking out to Garth Brooks. Garth Brooks
right.
Actually was a fan. He was quoted in an interview saying all he listens to is whatever his kids listen to. And they said, what do your kids listen to? And he was like, Avril Lavigne and KJ52.
That's awesome.
And so my jaw hit the floor when I saw that. But then my old bass player met him here in Tulsa at a Hideaway Pizza. So Garth Brooks KJ collab would be hilarious. I think that'll be about the most I'll ever do.
So speaking of collaborations, you had a lot on this album. Is there anybody out there you're still dying to work with?
To me, the great white whale is Toby Mac. He is the great white whale. I've been hunting down. I try to get him. He sneaks off somewhere. The closest I've been able to do that is being able to impersonate him on the Newsboys record. Toby would be great. I'd love to do something with Matt Carney. Triple E would be really dope to do something with. Mute Math, I'm a huge fan.
All right, so Great White Whale, Toby Mac.
Yeah, Great White Whale. I mean, I'm a big fan of Mute Math and Matt Carney, and I have a huge list. Britt Nicole's really dope. I've been around a while, so I'm running out of people. But yeah, those are some of the people, definitely.
Cool. Any thoughts on new album work or anything that's coming up?
Yeah, I've been generally, my process is I'll start with just compiling concepts, so I'm kind of in the concept stage now. Sometimes I'll come up with little song bits, like a couplet phrase or a chorus idea. So that's usually, and I always say, I'm not ready for a new record. And then once I get those things start flowing, then I start getting in the mindset. So,
nice.
Yeah.
Nice. Awesome. So last question I can think of. I always ask a silly one at the end. Who's better, Superman or Batman?
Depends on what you're trying to get him to do. And we all know that Batman obviously is great, but he can't turn his head. So that is a detriment. But, you know, all you got to show is with some kryptonite underwear and you got Superman crushed. So personally, I don't know if this is a reflection of my sad personality, but I tend to lean toward the darker side of things. So I like the Dark Knight. Superman, he's just a little too clean cut. I'm sorry. I like a guy with a little bit of angst, a little bit of dark history.
Nice.
So I'm going to go with Batman.
Nice. They're supposed to have that in the new...